With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, from the Star Reynolds Sports Desk, your 950 KJR Sports Headlines.
Headlines brought to you by Venue Kings, VenueKings.com. Pac-12 has, after consultation with Washington State University, canceled the Washington State at Stanford game for tomorrow. The decision was made under the Pac-12's football game cancellation policy due to Washington State not having the minimum number of scholarship players available for the game as a result of a number of positive football student-athlete COVID-19 cases, resulting in isolation of additional football student-athletes under contact tracing protocols. So, Wazoo Stanford, I read that from a statement, by the way. It's officially off, done, over. Thanks for coming. So, Wazoo will not play. The bigger issue is this. Apple Cup next week would be very, very, very much in doubt right now. Yeah, so we'll wait and see what happens. Seahawks winners yesterday, 28-21 over the Arizona Cardinals. Hawks are now off until a week from Monday when they travel to Philadelphia for Monday Night Football. Bad news there, Greg Olsen's foot injury could keep him out for the rest of the regular season. Hopefully he's back for the postseason, and we have not seen the end of Greg Olsen in his on-field career. Of course, we all know he's going to go work for Fox when he is done in the broadcast booth. That's good enough for now. We're good.
Coming to you live from our Elliott Avenue studios of Sports Radio 950 KJR. This is our weekly conversation with NFL Network's Ian Rappaport. Brought to you by Porter & York. Rare meat, well done. Visit PorterAndYork.com. Now with Ian Rappaport, here's Ian Furness.
All right, we're back. Carter Volkswagen Studio, Carter Volkswagen, CarterVW.com. Kevin, where are you?
I'm in the Redbox Producers booth, Ian, and Redbox has the newest movies. They're fresh from the theater, and they're under $2 a night. So head to the box or stream on demand.
Let's get to some NFL news. Ian Rappaport joins us. Our weekly visit brought to you by Porter & York. How are you, sir?
What's going on? How are you?
I'm all right. Thoughts on last night's Thursday night football game? What did you see from Seattle and Arizona?
I saw the Seattle team that I've seen for many, many years. Many years, like almost a decade. I saw them be extremely physical running the ball. I mean, watching Carlos Hyde take on that dude right at the pylon and the goal line was something. I've seen Seahawks running backs do that for many years, so it was not completely new, but it was definitely noteworthy. I saw them play some legit defense and, you know, lock up some really good players and keep a pretty shifty quarterback kind of mostly controlled, and I saw Russell do just enough to win. It was very non-2020-like, but it was very familiar besides that.
Yeah, they did kind of go back in time a little bit, didn't they? I mean, it was physical running game, physical defense. You know, even the penalty that Diggs took, which allowed Arizona to stay on the field and get a crucial touchdown to kind of keep things going. I mean, that was still a physical play. We talked about this earlier, Rap, they kind of beat up Murray a little bit too. I mean, they punished him, and he didn't look like he really enjoyed what was going on out there.
Yeah, and you could sort of tell, like, after that big hit, it was Collier, right, who landed on him?
Yep.
He clearly wasn't the same. I mean, you could see him. He basically had a sprained AC joint, so you could see him on the sideline kind of flexing and they had heating pads and they had stim and they were doing everything they can to kind of keep it loose. And you could see he was constantly throwing on the sideline. I mean, that's not something he usually does, but it was all about keeping it loose. And, you know, then you could really tell there just wasn't much zip on. I mean, the throw to Isabella at the end, you know, that if that gets there, you know, 0.2 seconds faster, that's probably a touchdown. But it just didn't have enough on the ball and to let the defenders converge. I mean, he looked like a little bit of a different quarterback when he got banged up like he did.
Ian Rappaport joining us, NFL Network, our insider, brought to you by our good friends at Porter & York. Visit PorterAndYork.com right now, and you can get 20% off of all filet mignon steaks. Also this week, ooh, how about this? Wagyu steaks as well. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cut with a, now they're getting the good stuff.
Cut with a fork with those.
Yeah.
What? Give us a feeling. What happened down in New Orleans this week? There's a lot of talk. Is it going to be? You know, who's it going to be? Is it Taysom Hill? Is it going to be? You know, Jameis? What was the ultimate decision? How'd that all go play out?
Yeah, it sounded like they made the decision early in the week. I mean, we all kind of. I mean, I found out last night and confirmed it this morning, and ended up putting it out there. But they made the decision Wednesday. I mean, they was. He got all the reps. He was the guy. They made the decision. They wanted to see him go through practice. Sounds like it was fine. And, you know, it's really fascinating decision because I think everyone assumed, including me, that it would be Jameis because he was the one who got the ball when Drew went out. But they gave Taysom Hill the big contract for a backup quarterback. They believe in him. They consider him a part of the future. So let's see. I knew what the social media reaction would be when I broke the story today. It was as I anticipated. Everybody lost their minds. But what if he's good? And if he's good, it's going to be very, very interesting for New Orleans.
Okay, I'll tread on this lightly, but why were – because I've kind of felt that too. Why are people losing their minds?
I think just because there's a lot of people that don't believe in Taysom Hill. I mean – when all there were the media reports about, oh, you know, he's the heir apparent to Drew Brees, like I could almost feel everyone rolling their eyes, you know, like, come on, like, are we really going to believe this? And then they get in the big contract and you're like, all right, maybe that is actually real. And then now, you know, he has the opportunity to play and he's going to play. So it seems like everything they were telling us was real. All that's left is for him to prove why he get so much confidence from Sean Payton. And I think it's, you know, I think it's going to be legit, but I don't know. I mean, I've no, you know, we've only seen him in packages and he's been, you know, kind of successful this year. Not really. What happens when he has to play a whole game? What's he like? That's going to be very interesting.
Well, I mean, I just, the Jameis Winston thing is, to me, it's, if you feel like at all that Taysom Hill, who you invested heavily in, is the guy, then, or, you know, can be a guy down the road, you got to go ahead and see. I know it's about winning right now. And I mean, I for some reason, are people forgetting that Jameis threw 30 interceptions last season and 14 with 19 touchdowns the year before? I mean, like, he's been a turnover machine. You just can't do that in today's NFL.
Yeah, and I think when, you know, I wonder what it would have been like last week if Jameis, what would it be like this week if Jameis had gone out and lit the world on fire last week in the second half? I mean, they didn't let him do a ton of things, but not like he really looked great. He kind of was okay, you know? And, yeah, I mean, I think the problem with Jameis is he's always going to be drafted first overall. He always is going to be the guy who's got the big arm, the baseball player, you know, all the potential, I mean, all those things. And that's something you just, you know, that's something you always kind of take with you. And so people will always wonder when he's going to get the shot. But the bottom line is he had the chance to get it this week and did not.
Ian Rappaport joining us, courtesy of Porter & York, our NFL insider. Just go back real quick in terms of Kyler Murray. He's okay, though, right? Like, he's not going to miss any time?
I believe he is okay. Yeah, that is my understanding. I mean, he was definitely banged up, and we've seen a very similar injury. Sam Darnold had one and came back the next week, played, and then has missed, I believe, a month since then. So they're going to have to track it, but he's got 12 days before he plays. So I believe he's going to be okay.
What's the deal with Myles Garrett? Take us through what happened this week with the outstanding pass rusher from Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, I think a really good example of how you need to be safe and secure and cautious as a franchise. So he reported to them on Wednesday that he wasn't feeling well. So he stayed home. He stayed home on Thursday. And it was non-COVID. Everything was fine. And then he tested positive for COVID. But because he hadn't been in the facility, he didn't pass it to anyone. So there was no spread. There's no high-risk close contacts. There's literally nothing. It's just one guy. And that is how you do it. It takes Myles Garrett being cautious and reporting his symptoms. It takes a team keeping him out of the facility, even if it means no practice. All of those things happened And I think a good example of what you need to do by the Browns.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, that's exactly what it is. Tack McKinley, how many teams are going to fail him with his physical? Where are we at now?
I mean, I would imagine that nobody will claim him this time. And I would imagine the 49ers probably end up signing him regardless. You know, I mean, this feels like something where the Niners brought him in, gave him a physical, checked him out, fail him, and then when he's healthy, they'll say, all right, like, let's just, you know, we'll just come in at a reduced rate, no guaranteed money, and all that. I mean, it's basically guaranteed the Falcons are going to end up paying a salary. But I do think the Niners like him, and I do think they end up bringing him back.
Rob, what jumps out at me with that, though, is this. He got waived. Was he waived injured? And should he get a settlement then?
I don't think it matters because he gets his money anyway.
Okay.
Like, it's really just a matter of who pays it.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so this was, you know, his salary was fully guaranteed, so the Falcons are paying it regardless of whether his groin would allow him to be on the field or not.
Kevin, you have a quick question for our insider Ian Rappaport.
Yeah, go Ian, ahead. While we're talking about the money that he would get
paid. Is this about steak? Or?
No, oh, okay. Not even going to get involved in that right now, but they have a prime Wagyu prime rib.
Okay.
And I'm just saying, go get it.
Yeah, we were texting about it before. Yeah.
Oh, jeez, I'm very excited. But, okay, so we were talking about Carlos Dunlap earlier, and he was in Cincinnati for the first however many games. There was the potential for him to play... if he was able to play right away, 17 regular season games this year. I know this is irrelevant, but if a player plays 17 regular season games, how does that work with the game checks?
You get paid during your bye week. So you get 17 game checks, regardless of whether you play or not.
Okay.
It's a great question. It happened with, I think, Snacks a couple years ago, played without a bye, if I remember.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that's right. So you get 17 game checks, so even on your bye, you get paid. And therefore, if you don't have a bye, you still get paid.
Okay. Well, there you go. I was wondering. That seems like kind of a bummer then.
Good question.
Good question, Kev.
Thank you.
It's a great question.
So irrelevant. But I was curious.
Do we get you bourbon yet? Has that arrived yet? Have you had that yet?
Has not arrived yet, but, you know, okay. Any day. I mean, you've set me up with some meat, so... all I really need is bourbon, and then I think we'll be good to go.
Well, I heard, because our bourbon segment with Rob Rang, our draft insider, is coming up next. But Sip Magazine, which is kind of the one, you know, I mean, Sip Magazine is all about the spirits.
Sure.
Best in the Northwest bourbon category. Platinum and double gold medals for the Ron Vodka, or for their bourbons, also for the Ron Vodka. So, yeah, they've got
nice.
our guys.
I'll look out for it.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys will be you'll be hooked up at some point. That's the way we get the word from Chambers Bay. A lot of big talk from those guys down there, Kevin. A lot of big talk about taking care of our NFL insiders. So
it's, you know, when you get more and more awards and prizes, the little people get left behind.
Yeah, you become big time, right?
Yeah.
Actually, I want to go back. So we're talking about a Wagyu prime rib.
Yeah, prime, like we're talking like monstrous. It's, look, here's the deal. You're going to have to make an investment for this bad boy, but it is gigantic, and it's prime, and it's American Wagyu, which is freaking incredible. Japanese Wagyu, I was actually talking to Zach at Porter & York, actually has a little bit of a different taste to it that some people don't like, but American Wagyu is just so rich with the classic taste that you're looking for, but richer, and
I've had it at John Howie's before, it's phenomenal, so I can't
like
even,
it.
But not the prime rib, though. I can't even imagine that. You wouldn't even need to use a knife to cut it, man.
I am looking forward. I just picked mine up today from Zach, and I cannot wait to get it going.
All right. Well, it's good times there, Rap. We'll leave you with that thought on the weekend coming up. You got bourbon and beef on your mind. So we'll check
all
you
important
out.
Things.
We'll check you out on television this weekend, my friend. Take care.
All right, awesome. Take care, guys.
There you go. That's porterinyork.com, by the way. Porterinyork.com. That's where you should be ordering your meat, holiday meat or otherwise, from our good friends at Porter & York, porterinyork.com.
We should just reset here on the Cougar news.
Yeah, Wazoo Stanford is canceled. Pac-12 sending a release out a little while ago, confirming what we had been hearing, that the Wazoo plane had not left. Something happened. I want to know the story, Kev. We got to take a break. We'll come back on that in a second, because they were set to go, but something happened. They don't have the number of scholarship athletes available. They fell under the limit of 53. That's why they didn't go. That's why the game's been canceled. San Jose State could be a possible opponent for Stanford coming up tomorrow. Rob Rang, we'll talk about the games that are taking place in college football this weekend coming up next.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for NFLDraftScout.com's NFL Insider, Rob Ray. Brought to you by Chambers Bay Distillery, a local distillery owned and operated by two local guys, Alan and Jeff, where their mission is simple, to create uniquely extraordinary spirits. Now with Rob Rang, here's Ian Furness.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll give away our gift cards to Cutter and Buck, the outlet store up in North Bend, our three stars with the Seattle Seahawks. We've got Factor Fiction 235 as well, but right now Rob Rang joins us on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline. Well, one last game, Rob, to break down. We won't be talking about Jaden Delora, Abe Lucas, and the Cougs against Davis Mills and Stanford. That game has been canceled due to some COVID positive tests in the Wazoo program. So real quick, Washington playing this weekend. We've talked about some of Washington's top players. They got Arizona. Not a lot going on, it sounds like, as far as upperclassmen. Now, we've talked about Molden, et cetera, but not a lot going on in terms of prospects there.
Well, I think the University of Washington has a lot of talented players. As you mentioned, you know, that a lot of them, though, are underclassmen. You know, I mean, Elijah Molden, as you mentioned, is a really terrific defensive back, and he just showed his versatility in the opener, playing corner as well as safety, and you just see the tackling ability. Kyler Gordon is another one that really jumps. I mean, really, the entire Washington secondary, Ian, are a bunch of future NFL players. You know, so I just cannot, I just can't imagine how a better program in terms of the entire country when it comes to just developing defensive backs. Not only the development of them, but scouting them in the first place. It really is a testament to Jimmy Lake and the entire Washington program, especially in the defensive backfield. But at the same time, also really encouraged by the play of the young quarterback. I mean, I thought that Dylan Morris did a really nice job in that first game. I mean, statistics weren't very good. I think that, you know, he only threw for like maybe 145 yards or something like that. He has yet to throw for a touchdown. But at the same time, I just thought the accuracy that he demonstrated was very impressive. And then, as you mentioned, it is unfortunate about Washington State. But same thing there with Jaden Delora. I really think that both of the state programs here, they have some young talent. The quarterback position that is going to keep Husky and Cougar fans happy for a long time.
And both quarterbacks, I think, had some guys drop balls, too, you know, that would have changed somehow.
Exactly.
Yeah, they both had guys drop some balls along the way. All right, let's look at the games that are taking place this weekend. Indiana, Ohio State, number 9, Indiana. Sounds weird to say. Not basketball. Number 9, Indiana, at number 3, Ohio State. Justin Fields, the headliner there.
Absolutely. I mean, the Buckeyes just absolutely loaded. They are every year. And so Justin Fields, the quarterback, is he's a player that is very similar to Russell Wilson in terms of the accuracy down the field and the fact that he is also a dual threat quarterback. He has a similar frame as Russell Wilson in that he is just has a compact build to him. He's a couple of inches taller, and that's one of the reasons why he's going to wind up going much, much higher than where Seattle got Wilson 75th overall those years ago. But at the same time, he, again, has that dual threat ability. He's a much more physical player than Wilson. He almost runs like Tim Tebow at times. But again, it's the accuracy from the pocket. It's the improvisational ability that makes him such an exciting player. And I think it'd be an absolute lock to be a top five selection, maybe even number one overall, considering that the Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence is recovering from a COVID scare of his own. But again, if all you do is focus in on the Buckeyes quarterback Justin Fields, then you're ignoring what is one of the best offensive lines in all of college football, especially the guard Wyatt Davis, the left guard, the center Josh Myers is absolutely fantastic. Those guys are both going to likely be top 50, top 64 selections. The cornerback Sean Wade is one of my favorite defensive backs in the country. I mentioned before about Elijah Molden at Washington. Wade is really, really physical guy, another guy that might be able to play safety rather than just corner at the next level. So again, the Buckeyes are absolutely loaded, but at the same time, as you mentioned, Ian, I mean, Indiana rated number 9 in the country. They've already thumped the University of Michigan and Michigan State. They're undefeated at this point, and they're legitimate. I mean, the head coach there, Tom Allen, I think is one of the most underrated head coaches in all of college football. That they have a legitimate trio of future NFL guys at the quarterback, running back, and wide receiver positions. Michael Penix Jr. is the quarterback. Talked about, you know, dual threat guy before with Justin Fields. Penix can do that as well. Stevie Scott is the player that I think that Seahawks fans might be the most intrigued by, at least from Indiana's team, just because the 6'1", 230-pounder is, you know, he's a handle, or he's difficult to handle. So I think that's somebody that Seahawks fans can be excited to kind of watch the way that he plays. It actually physically looks a little bit like former Ohio State Buckeye first-round pick Carlos Hyde, who did so well for Seattle.
Does he run that way? Is he a physical runner, like a contact runner like Hyde?
He is. He's a downhill, in between the tackles kind of a runner who's just looking to dish out contact. And so that's exactly what Carlos Hyde was when he's at his best. And again, we saw kind of signs of that last night.
Wisconsin, Northwestern. We stay in the Big Ten. Wisconsin's ranked number 10. Northwestern's ranked number 19. Who are you watching in that game?
You know, it's an interesting game. I mean, the Wisconsin Badgers are a team that is very much in a transitional period right now. Really, the most intriguing player, I think, is actually the young quarterback who's just a freshman. I think he's a redshirt freshman. Graham Mertz really is kind of a story at Wisconsin. They've got some talent. They have a redshirt junior safety, Scott Nelson, and a senior inside linebacker, Jack Sanborn. They're just typical Wisconsin guys. They're not going to wow people in terms of their athletic traits, but they're just really instinctive, physical, reliable kind of players. The tight end, Jake Ferguson, is having a bit of a breakout, leads the team, I think, in receptions, receiving yards, and touchdowns so far. So really is Wisconsin doing what Wisconsin does. They like to run the ball, of course. They can throw the ball to the tight end over the top, and that's exactly what they're doing here. Northwestern's kind of fun. Pat Fitzgerald, the head coach there, former player there, he has got a middle linebacker who reminds me so much of Fitzgerald when he was playing, and that's a guy by the name of Patty Fisher. Again, just like Wisconsin, not the most athletic guy, but just really instinctive, good football player. If you like Big Ten football and running the ball and playing quality defense, then the number 10 in Wisconsin at number 19 Northwestern, 12:30 ABC is your type of game.
Finally, Oklahoma State, Oklahoma. Great game, 14 versus 18. 14 is Oklahoma State, 18 is Oklahoma. We haven't talked about him for a while. How's Chuba Hubbard looking, the running back for Oklahoma State?
You know, he has been quite as dominant so far this season, Ian, as where I thought that he might be. And, I mean, you know, last year he just led the entire country in rushing yards, over 2,000 rushing yards. So, you know, that's quite the standard to set for himself. But at the same time, we talked before about, like, that Stevie Scott, the third from Indiana, and 6'1", 230 pounds. Chuba Hubbard's more in that 5'11", 225 pounds, but also has the 4.4 speed to go along with it. So that's the reason why that he's going to wind up being drafted much, much higher, but just a terrific talent. He's got the lateral agility, being able to make people miss. He's powerful as well, but then again, he also has that straight line speed. So really a fantastic offense at Oklahoma State. It's kind of the opposite of what we normally talk about with the Bedlam game. Usually the Oklahoma Sooners have all of these five-star recruits and all that, and they still do. I mean, Lincoln Riley is absolutely still has a very talented team, but it's an incredibly young team. And so besides their center, Creed Humphrey, I don't know the Oklahoma Sooners have a top 100 selection in this year's draft, and that is very, very rare.
That's crazy.
The better talent is very much in Oklahoma State side of the ball.
That's insane. I mean, when was the last time you said that about Oklahoma? That is crazy. All right. Listen, lots to get to. We're going to probably track Rob down next week at some point because it's, you know, a big weekend. We got a short week for shows, but we've got, obviously, knock on wood, an Apple Cup. Hopefully we've got, the game formerly known as the Civil War, some big games in the Pac-12 next week. So we'll try to track you down at some point next week, Rob, with the short week for Thanksgiving. As always, it's our draft insider, the man in charge, Mr. Rob Rank. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right.
Wonderful time.
Yep, there you go. Brought to you by our good friends at Chambers Bay Distillery. Hey, visit ChambersBayDistillery.com to learn more about their landcrafted ocean-aged spirits. And I just mentioned in the last segment with our good friend Ian Rappaport that they are, like, Sip Magazine has them all over the place as far as winning awards this year, which is damn cool. All right. Text 49451. Did our 3 stars today for your Seattle Seahawks. 3 stars. 1, 2, and 3. If you matched up exactly what I picked, and Kevin found 2 within the time limit.
That's the fun. No, just 2, period.
2, period.
Yeah.
Okay. And that means you win gift card, $100. $100 gift card to Cutter and Buck up in North Bend at the outlet store up there. Outlet store, Cutter and Buck, one of my favorite places to shop during the Christmas and the holiday season.
It's such good quality stuff, too.
I wear it, like, honestly, golf shirt-wise exclusive, half zip, quarter zip, whatever you call those things these days. You know me. That's what I wear, like, most of the time.
Yep.
I love their stuff. Cutter & Buck's fantastic. Made in the Northwest for the Northwest, Cutter & Buck. And they now have not just Washington and Washington State stuff. They have non-logo, just regular for the office. But if you like something with your favorite team, they got both colleges in-state from the Pac-12. They also have Mariners, and they now have Seahawks stuff back in as well.
That's awesome.
So $100, fantastic.
I mean, you don't leave home without wearing your Cutter & Buck underwear. So, I mean, we know.
They don't have underwear as far as I know. all right, 3 stars. Kevin gave me his. He went with Dunlap, Hyde, and Damian Lewis.
Yes. I feel pretty good about mine.
You're close, but not that close. Oh. 206, Dunlap. Dunlap is how you say it, folks. Dunlap, Russ, and Hyde. No. Nope.
I don't. Russ wasn't bad.
No.
But Russ isn't a star of that game.
6.
And I think that's part of the great thing about it.
206, Russell, Hyde, and Dunlap. Close. Let's see if we go down a couple more.
By the way, 37 mentions of Lewis.
Oh, yeah. Let's go through that.
Were made. Yeah. Who else you want to know about? One mention of Will Disley.
Okay. How many of Wilson?
Wilson, we had 80 mentions of Wilson.
Kevin went with Dunlap, Hyde, and Lewis. There's someone else that went with that at 360.
Yeah.
That's not correct. Carlos Hyde, Carlos Dunlap, Jamal Adams is the 425.
Interesting. I think Adams had a decent game. I'll still say this. He's definitely shying away from contact on his right side. Right? I mean, I'm not just seeing
he's
that,
hurt.
Right?
He's hurt. Yeah. I asked him that last night. He basically said he was. He needs a week off.
Yeah.
Hyde, Dunlap, and Collier.
Collier, interesting. He had 8 votes.
And you noticed him last night.
Yeah, he had a decent game.
Russ, Dunlap, LJ. That would be Collier from our buddy Keith Miller.
Lockett, an interesting one. Also under the radar, he had a good game. Not great, but it's amazing how Russ is still comfortable with him, and he finds him on some of those plays where you're like, oh no, what are they going to do? He finds Lockett.
It's an interesting one. Scarborough 3, Wilson 2, Dunlap 1.
Scarborough
over Hyde, really?
I mean...
So we had a lot of people send in 3 stars, by the way.
Yep.
Thank you very much for all those that did. You ready for the winners?
Quinn in Buckley and Guy in Renton. If you are Quinn or Guy, then you know what Ian's top 3 stars were.
My 3 stars were, I don't want to say rather simple because I think it was hard to find them, but I went with Carlos Dunlap number 1. And I think that was a no-brainer. If for no other reason, he ended the game. Walk-off sack. Thanks for coming.
Fun way to do it.
Against Kyler Murray. When you have a three-man rush. Walk-off sack, and he had 2 sacks in the game. I told you what his numbers were earlier. Go through them again just because I think they're insane. 4 tackles, 2 sacks, 2 tackles for loss, 3 quarterback hits. Filled up the stat sheet last night. So he's number 1. Again, walk-off sack, drop the mic. Thanks for coming. Number 2, Kevin, you were bang on with me on the first 2. Yeah. Carlos Hyde. Just the way he ran.
Made a huge difference for him.
I'll just point to one play, the play before the touchdown. Patrick Peterson got punished. Punished.
He got in my way.
At the pylon. Punished.
You know what he said? Oh, he got in my way.
The first drive, they were behind the sticks on 2 first downs. But the ones that they weren't, because remember, they sacked on the very first play, fumble on the second, after the first down, they fumbled. The other first plays, with the exception of the touchdown throw, all three were runs on first down with Carlos Hyde or Scarborough making a difference and having 4-plus yards.
Yeah.
Carlos Hyde was a difference maker, no doubt about it. He's number two. Number three star, you went with Damian Lewis, and I would dance with you that all day long. That guy's an unsung hero last night. What he did was unreal. Unreal. We'll talk about more of that with Premier Hugh on Monday with Hardcore Football.
Yeah.
Number three star, I'm going with DJ Reed. Led the team in tackles with 11, had one pass defense as well, and I don't think it's any coincidence that DJ Reed was out there, not the entire game, but a lot of times you saw number 10 for Arizona and number 29 for Seattle next to him making a difference. When you hold DeAndre Hopkins to 5 catches, 51 yards, his long was for 23, you're a star all day, every day. DJ Reed, what a pickup he has been. Niners didn't need him.
Quinn and Guy, nice work. I'll be texting you here in a little bit.
$100 to Cutter Buck.
It's time for Fact.
Just a fact, Jack. That's a fact, Jack.
Or Fiction, powered by the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
Just a real quick note. Washington State, Stanford's canceled. But you know what is on?
What is on?
Arizona, Washington. But I don't like the line too much. Way too much. I do like this line, though, a lot. I know there's a great unknown. I know they're not really sure who and what they are. But I kind of feel like I know what USC is.
Okay.
And I think USC is damn lucky. They're the Arizona Cardinals of the Pac-12. Getting a couple wins they don't really deserve along the way. They're playing at Utah. The Utes are finally healthy. They're going to finally play a football game. And I bet they are some kind of pissed off right now. I like Utah a lot. Southern Cal is actually the favorite in that game, which makes me like Utah at home even more as a home dog, Kevin.
Okay.
I think the Utes will trample the USC Trojans. And we'll get the anti-Clay Helton talk, which is always entertaining from Petros when he joins Softy on Wednesdays. That will be alive and well this coming Wednesday at 4:20. Alive and well. So I'm going Utah +3 over Southern Cal all day, every day. My man Kyle Whittingham starts out 1-0. They may only play 4 games this year, but he's going to get a win tonight or tomorrow. So Utah +3 against Southern Cal. Fact 49451. Disagree, fiction 49451. Kevin, I'll ask the question for you.
Sure.
Why would I text in?
Well, Ian, because if you don't text in, you guarantee that this will not win you $1,000. If you do text in fact, and you're right, or you text fiction, and Ian's wrong, and you're right, then you have a chance of winning $1,000.
And
because we live in this crazy world of uncertain times, if they don't play the game, then you're entered for $1,000.
That's the beautiful thing about picking a college game, people. Is it for some, now they're on their way there, so we're expecting that game to be played.
I bring that up just out of fun, but that is the way that.
But
the game
there is
plays,
a chance. There's always a chance it might not happen. If it doesn't happen, whatever you text, fact or fiction, you're going to automatically be entered to win $1,000 if the game isn't played. But I think Utah at home +3. Love that line all day. I think USC's luck runs out. They finally play a team that can match them physically in terms of physical nature of the game. Utah always is the most physical team in this conference, bar none, period, end of story. Do they have quarterback play? Will they have good running back play? That still remains to be seen. But they're going to pop USC in the face all day, throughout the day. And unless old Drake London makes plays for Slovis, it ain't going to happen for USC. And even if the basketball player is the best wide receiver on the field, which he is, it's not enough. Utah, +3, fact 49451. Utah +3, fact 49451. Disagree? Text fiction to 49451. But again, you want to win $1,000, courtesy of the Emerald Queen Casino, text one or the other right now to 49451. You didn't win $100 to Cutter and Buck, unless you're one of those two guys. You still have a chance to win $1,000, and Kevin might give you a call on Monday if you text fact or fiction right now to 49451. Soft.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now back to our Football Friday, powered by Bud Light Seltzer, official partner of the Seattle Seahawks, on your home for college football Saturdays and the NFL, Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR.
All right, Dave Sotomayor joins us real quick again as Dave jumps on the headset here. If you're just joining us, Pat Chun, by the way, Athletic Director Wazoo, will have a media news conference at 3:30 today, but just in case people are missing this, haven't heard this, Washington State University's game at Stanford tomorrow has been canceled. It is a no contest due to Washington State not having the minimum number of scholarship players available for the game, a number of positive football student-athlete COVID-19 cases, and isolation of other student-athletes because of contact tracing protocols. So they will not play that game tomorrow. The immediate concern would be next Friday.
Yeah. 7 days from today.
Yes.
7 days from today, we will be 45 minutes away from taking the air for our pregame show.
Hopefully.
Now, here's the wacky thing.
Hopefully.
So, if the Apple Cup doesn't happen next week,
right,
BYU has an open date.
Then you got to play BYU?
Yeah. Maybe we'll play those Cougars.
Yeah, play the Blue.
Instead of the other Cougars.
Play the Blue Cougars.
God, yeah.
Who do I root
for? Well, I mean, look,
this is
just, you know, welcome to
that, don't do
welcome
that.
To our world, pal.
I can't even.
You know,
I
now you
even,
know.
I couldn't even imagine if you guys played them, who I'd root for.
There actually were some knucklehead dipstick Cougar fans that were busting our balls after the Cal game got canceled.
Yeah,
you know, who are you guys playing tonight?
Well, you know, here's the dumb thing, and this is going to happen, and you'll see morons doing the following as well. The COVID shaming will be coming into play as well.
Yeah.
I can't believe those idiots got COVID. Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could be doing everything right.
Yeah.
And still get it.
I mean, so.
And there could be false positives, like there was for Davis Mills in the Stanford game.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So you never know what this stuff.
Well, that's why I'm curious to see what Pat Chun says at 3:30 in that sense, because, you know, they've known. The comment from Pat Chun says this. We've been communicating throughout the week with Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously they knew there was an issue. And they were, you know, the fact that Delora, we found out yesterday that he had tested positive. And, well, I mean, here's the thing, Dave. It's the quarterback.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not like it's a position group where there's like 15 guys.
Right, but what do you mean by that? That there's just not much depth there, or he could have come into contact with a lot more people
than maybe
a tight end would have, for example?
I think if you're in a huddle in practice, or more importantly, you're in a meeting with four other quarterbacks.
Yeah, I got you.
Because you can't play a game without quarterbacks.
Well, sure, but
much like you can't play without a defensive line.
Right, but there's plenty of quarterbacks on the roster.
My point is, if you're in close contact with
exactly.
the other guys.
Exactly, yes. That part I can buy.
So I'm sure the contact tracing, because everyone's like, oh, Gunnar Cruz is going to play. Well, if Gunnar Cruz was close to Jaden Delora, probably not.
Of course. Well, it just depends on how they interpret close contact. We went through this whole thing with Cal and UW with their defensive line. You know, some folks interpret close contact differently. I mean, obviously, Berkeley interprets it differently than they do in Pullman and in Seattle. So, look, it sucks for everybody. I got to be honest with you. I'm kind of growing numb to it, to be totally honest with you. Yeah. This is no longer a novelty. You know, the night that Thunder Jazz game got called off on the 12th of March.
Yeah.
That night was like freak out city.
Yeah, it was.
Now games get canceled all over NFL, baseball, basketball, college football. You're like, okay. 2020 strikes again.
Is it just one NFL game so far?
That have been canceled?
Yeah.
Well, there's been games postponed.
Well, they just moved it.
They
moved it. That's right.
Yeah, they haven't lost any games.
They haven't lost a game yet.
There's been plenty of games that have been rescheduled. But, I mean, college football is rescheduling games all over the damn place.
Why the hell aren't they moving the playoff?
Because there have not been enough SEC games canceled yet. That's exactly it. I mean,
you
guys laugh.
No, you're right. No, I'm not laughing. I know exactly what you mean by that.
Have Alabama, have Georgia. Have more Big 12 and Big 10 games called off, and you'll see that bad boy move back in a second.
Listen, Softy, the best thing that happened for the SEC is LSU. I know they're not what they normally are this year, but LSU, Alabama getting called off, that preserved Alabama being Alabama.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, one less loss for the potential loss for them along
the
way.
And here's the thing, guys, and Neuheisel has mentioned this before, and I've been saying this for the last 6 months on the air. When this whole thing first came down with the NBA getting called off that night, you know, me being the selfish SOB that I am.
Yeah.
The first thing I thought of is, well, man, if the NBA is losing a ton of money this year, what's the best way to raise some capital? Expand.
Yeah.
I mean, that actually may help the Sonics cause, for God's sakes. Mm-hmm. If you are a college football administrator and you're bleeding money, and most programs are bleeding money, if not all of them, why not invite eight teams to the Final Four this year?
Couldn't agree more.
And make more money.
Well, I mean, the only
what are we doing?
You're losing TV money anyway,
but not just this year, forever.
Yeah.
Starting this year.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the revenue stream that you would bring in, dude. I think people who say, and Joel Klatt's one of them, we have fought about this on the air. People who say expanding the playoff will ruin the regular season, I think you're freaking nuts. It does the exact opposite. All of a sudden, number 10 Wazoo playing number 8 UW in the Apple Cup is for a trip to the Final Four.
Yes.
Right? I mean, get out of here.
Well, when you have five power conferences and you have four spots, that's like if you had the NFL, it's like, okay, just, I mean, NFC East this year, you're out.
Right.
Which I guess wouldn't be
easy, okay? Yeah. We're doing our best.
You got to win at least seven games. You know what is that your motto now in your division?
7-9,
we're doing
baby.
The best we can. East. We are 7-9, doing our best.
7-9. What do you got coming up today? What are you doing?
Hugh Millen's in for Dick Fain. He is off. He is flying to Palm Desert playing golf, so screw him. Hugh will be here. The recap from the Cardinal Radio Network at 4:20.
Ooh, today. Bonus. Nice.
Greg Rosenthal. Greg, don't call me Ken Rosenthal, from the NFL Network at 5:20, talking some Hawks in Arizona.
All right.
And then Lee Sterling, who was 4-1 last week.
A Sterling record, if you will.
Yes, he's back on track. Thank you. He will join us at 3:45 today.
Have a good show. Have a great weekend. Good luck in your game tomorrow. Softy and friends start at 1 o'clock tomorrow?
1 o'clock tomorrow.
1 o'clock tomorrow. Huskies in Arizona right here on 950 KJR.
For the mild-mannered and marginally objectionable Ian Furness, this is Panel Day saying so long, everyone.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.